Joseph Graves did not appear before Circuit Judge Jan Shackelford for the arraignment on Thursday morning. He now faces an additional 32 counts of trafficking in illegal drugs.
Once he was arrested on the charges that we knew about initially, we conducted a thorough, detailed investigation of each and every drug that he had analyzed throughout the years.
State Attorney Bill Edens.
And as a result, it was determined that there were additional charges that should be placed as a result of additional discrepancies that were discovered in several other counties throughout North Florida.
The 33-year-old Graves surrendered in February and was charged with grand theft, 12 counts of tampering with or fabricating physical evidence, and 9 counts of trafficking in illegal drugs. Prosecutors say he took the prescription drugs and replaced them with over-the-counter medications.
The new charges are the cases that were discovered where there were discrepancies, and our evaluation was that there was sufficient evidence to charge Mr. Graves with racketeering as well as the trafficking counts on several of them.
Graves was released on bond shortly afterward but was taken back into custody in Panama City last month when the new charges were filed. He's now in the Escambia County Jail on a bond of just over $1 million.
The case is scheduled for docket day to see the status of the discovery on August 20th, with a jury trial scheduled for September 2nd.
But drawing on experience from past cases, Eden says it's a safe bet that it could be several more months and perhaps a year from now when the case actually makes it to Judge Shackelford's courtroom.
The reason for that is that under Florida law, the defense attorney has the right to take depositions from all of the witnesses that are listed in the case. In this case, there are witnesses from the following counties: Escambia, Okaloosa, Walton, Jackson, Bay, Sumter County, Pasco County, other counties as well.
Speaking in February, FDLE Commissioner Gerald Bailey said as a crime lab analyst and later as a supervisor, Joseph Graves worked nearly 2,600 cases for 80 law enforcement agencies in 35 counties.
His cases represent 1% of all the drug cases that were worked during that time period. However, the impact is going to be significant.
Graves reportedly has told authorities that he needed some of the prescription drugs, including the painkillers oxycodone, morphine, and hydromorphone, for a chronic back condition. The case prompted FDLE to look at some major policy changes. Bailey said in February that they would begin with employee drug testing.
When an employee is hired by FDLE, we do a drug test then. After that point, we do drug tests for calls, if we have reason to believe. We're going to look at our policies. We're going to look at the rules and regs that govern ongoing drug testing. But again, we don't know at this point that this chemist was actually ingesting drugs.
State Attorney Bill Edens, meanwhile, is now requiring his prosecutors to check evidence bags in all new drug cases to make sure that the drugs logged by arresting officers have not been tampered with or removed. Other state attorneys have implemented similar measures. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.